It is time for a little show and tell. And I brought something, as I do every day. And I didn't even realize about this. But I started thinking about it this morning, and it is this bad boy.
Okay.
Which I use, this is a blender bottle, but I use it as my water device, whatever you want to call
it. Water jug.
And it is really interesting to me, the evolution of how water is being consumed these days. And I think most of us, you have a little something over there.
I do. I don't know what it's called. I don't think it has a fancy name, but.
Is it metal?
Yeah.
Or plastic?
No, it's metal.
Yeah, see, mine is too.
I have the metal cup in the car.
Right. And it feels like a lot of people now are carrying something that's not a water, like a plastic, old school plastic water bottle that had been around. Like now everybody's upgraded their game and how they're.
We're saving the oceans, man.
Carrying water.
Yeah, some of the bros would walk around with the gallon water jug.
You mean like Cat?
No, I'm talking about like the gallon jug, like milk will come in.
Because he's got one of those.
He has one of the ones that has the time on it.
Right. The, like, keep on going,
7
buddy.
7 a.m., 9 yeah. a.m., and all that. I have one of those, and I've carried that before.
I have a friend that has one of those, yeah.
The milk jug I can't get over because you just can't convince me that doesn't have essence of milk in it.
Well, they do sell. They used to sell water in the gallon jugs like milk.
I had little babies. We had to get the distilled watered for. And
yeah,
I still didn't trust it to not be a little milky.
Even if you scrub it, put a whole thing of Joy in there. I feel like that there are milk remnants.
Yeah, you're gonna get the milk crusties.
You're getting milky water. Yeah,
but
who wants that?
It is interesting because
milk crusties.
Years ago, my now mother-in-law gave me one of these, but it was a plastic one. Like, they have the harder plastic versions for Christmas. I was like, I told her, I was like, this is the greatest gift of all time. I will use this every day constantly. And at home, even when I'm going to drink stuff at home, I pour it into this and drink out of this more than anything.
Because it's temperature controlled.
Right. But I love it. And I got upgraded to the, I guess this is metal. It's not, I'm sure it's not metal, but whatever. What do you think it's made of? It can't be just metal. What is it? I don't know. It's hard.
Whatever the thermos is made of.
Yes, it's.
Because the thermos is the greatest invention ever. How does it know?
But it's not plastic.
It's smart.
Everybody's trying to get away from the plastics and the microplastics and that whole thing. And I use this. I have two of these. One's blue, one's black. And I carry it around.
Is the blue one metal also? It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it's that was plastic.
Thing. But these come with a little.
The ball?
Yeah, a metal ball with spirals on it.
It's a mixer.
Right, and it's a blender bottle, and you can shake your protein, whatever you want. I just happen to use it mainly for water, and I drink all kinds of stuff out of that. My pre-workout I put in there, my post-workout stuff, I just wash it out. It's super easy.
You doing straight water, or you got like a mixer in there, like a flavoring?
Oh, for this just right now? Oh, when I'm here, it's just straight water.
Okay.
I drink a ridiculous amount of water. Like, I'm overhydrated.
Brag about it.
No, it's true.
I know.
At home, I just have the old school glass. That I'm getting older and older by the day because I used to see my grandfather do this all the time when he was at home and we're just around. He just has a glass. Nothing thermosy, just a glass. He fills it up with water and he's just drinking on it throughout the day. I do that when I'm at home. Like, I feel like this is too fancy to drink out of this when I'm at my house. Like, I feel this is out. When I'm at home, I just get a glass.
Well, I drink a lot of sparkling water out of the can when I'm at home. But I will also have this going and a sparkling water. In the mornings, I drink my electrolyte thing out of this while I'm sipping on coffee.
So you're a dual liquid guy. That was my dad. He always had two cups.
I got a lot going on.
Of a soda or not a soda. And then he would have his big cup of water.
I'm trying to stop the consumption of the water bottle. Like the 36 pack or 24 pack, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm trying my
that.
Best. I remember when my cousin and moved into their home, they did that. They said, we're not buying any water bottles. And if you wanted to drink, they'd give you a red solo cup or whatever. And that was plastic.
I was going to say that.
Right. Now that I think about it, that is
not
the same
if you
thing.
Reuse the solo
but if
cup.
You're reusing it, yes. And I will reuse a water bottle maybe 3 or 4 times.
Especially if you get one of the good ones. It's almost like getting a good box. I'm going to keep that around.
Yeah, like
I'll use
the reusable bag when you go grocery shopping.
Which is not good for you, they say.
reusing the water bottle.
Yeah.
But the good ones you can't help.
Because if you leave it in the car,
right.
It's going to start, like, those microplastics are going to melt into your water, and then you're going to get cancer water.
Yeah, and you don't even know that you're having it.
Well, how long is that going to take?
Not long at all.
Immediately?
They honestly recommend if you leave it in the car to throw it away.
Yeah.
For any amount of time.
And then you eliminate as much plastic as you can, because I'm
drinking
it's
all that
amazing.
Cancer, haven't you?
The amount of plastics that
that's
we use.
That's where your beard went.
It shrank. It's the seasoning for the water. No, it's interesting because we haven't purchased a pack of bottled water in a while. Now, when I go over to my parents' house, my older sister will buy the water, but she'll have the glass bottles. And now we use those over and over and over and over again until I put like a Zip Fizz. I drink a Zip Fizz every day. And if I put that in there, then I will recycle that and throw it away. But if I'm just straight drinking water out of one of the glass bottles, I'll keep that one forever.
I will too. And it's crazy how it feels like glass is coming back in those types of aluminums or whatever it is that we have. And people are trying to do less plastic nowadays because there's a state floating in the ocean made out of plastic, I guess.
How often are we washing our water bottles? Because you mentioned the seasoning of your water bottle and... That's a little bit of a thing.
I wash mine every couple of days.
Every few days. Because I like to, it tastes different when you get a good wash on your water bottle.
And I've got these little tablets that you can just drop in here and you shake it clean and then just wash it out. It's super easy. Yep. It cleans it really nicely.
Yep.
I don't know. It's just, it's really fascinating the evolution of how more people seem to be carrying around these types of things. Like you see them everywhere. It feels like everybody's got at least one.
It's all about that, you know, they're telling us about the water consumption and you're just being conscious about, you know, you have to force yourself to drink water.
Well, and it's a fashion thing too, like with the Stanley cups, the ladies are going after these. Yeah, like,
that's calmed down though. That
oh,
was
definitely
huge.
Has.
Huge.
But every one of them are carrying some sort of big ass cup around.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Whoever thought, just charge whatever we want and put a name on it and they'll flock to it. And they did.
It's Stanley.
It's a cup.
It's a Stanley Cup. when I first heard it, I was so confused.
With a couple of cups, they weren't Stanley Cups. They were definitely knockoffs. I called them Earls. That was my Earl Cup.
They did the exact same thing. They're probably just as good.
I would think so, but man, Stanley is living high on a hog right now.
Well, I have one that ticket one that we got at summer. Maybe it was last year's summer show.
One? Yeah, this one. This guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's a solid cup, man.
I don't know what that is, but I have one like that at home where I drink out of that from time to time at home.
Just water out of that? Yeah. I feel like that needs to be.
That's a coffee cup.
Yeah, that's a specialty drink.
Oh.
I can't just drink water out of that.
No, there needs to be more heft and maybe even a handle to be a water cup, I think.
I mean, I've got this thing for coffee, which is another little, I don't know.
Yeah, if you drink water out of that, I'd be
metal thing.
Out.
But yeah,
very
I drink
weird.
Out of that.
You can't push a button to drink and then it's just water coming out.
Oh, this is a whole thing too, because my wife tried to upgrade me on my portable coffee sipper thing, whatever you call this. And I hated the new mouth. Like they redesigned the mouth and I hated it. And she's like, oh, we can get you a different one. Nope, I hate it. So I went back and she's like, well, I'll have to go figure out how to order those older ones. I was like, please, because I don't like the new mouth.
Yeah, order it with the specific mouth for him.
Yes.
Because of his tiny esophagus.
Right. It doesn't flow
the
right way. No,
because it was like this is, you control it. It's a tiny little hole.
That's great.
And then the other one was like more open and too much of it got in your mouth when you put your mouth, what?
Some space. This is, the insane asylum part two here.
I didn't say anything.
I turn around and you're like, God.
We would never do that.
This may surprise everyone here. I have quite a number of those cups at the house that I need to downgrade also.
I bet you do, man.
Do you really have anything that you don't have in excess of?
It's remarkable. I don't know. That's a great question.
Do you have like 15 remote controls sitting around that you've lost over the years and just reprogram your television?
Minimum four.
I'm right at the regular for remote control.
What do you think is the regular?
Yeah, what is regular?
Two.
Okay.
Because one turns on the television, but it doesn't move the channels and all that stuff. And the other one does.
I'm surprised you don't have a stereo one.
Stereo?
Yeah, how do you not have a DVD player, first of all?
Or a stereo system.
Come on, man.
Like old school wood speakers.
Yeah.
have to adjust the bass in the treble for every
into
song.
The floor.
No.
You got your EQ where it just bounces and the knobs move.
We got rid of the TV that had the built-in DVD player.
You seem like a guy that might have a ceiling fan remote, too.
No, I don't.
Man, our house came with
I
those.
Would love one, though.
Is it on a clapper?
No, I don't have a clapper.
Ceiling fan remotes are badass. We have those.
Yeah, I'm not down in that at all. I would definitely have one.
It is awesome. You can roll over and go beep.
I think I need a new ceiling fan. If I get another one, it's definitely going to have a remote control on it.
You better believe the next one.
So I can add to the collection.
I want everything remote. I want to be able to control everything through my phone or my voice.
Yeah, phone would be great.
The that app is awesome.
For your lights.
Yes, and everything.
Your temperature, all of it.
Now, I have the new thermostat where I can control that with the phone, and that's great.
That's
but
wonderful.
I'm never going to go to an Alexa type of system.
Why not?
Can't do it.
It's wonderful.
So great.
They're
you just
listening.
Go, Alexa, lights on, and the lights turn on that you have plugged in.
Now, if it does get out of sync, which mine had a problem of doing, there will be a line of demarcation of how lazy you are in your willingness to just get up and turn lights on, because mine's been disconnected for about a year.
One of my lights I named Turn Me, so whenever I walk in, I go, Alexa, turn me on, and the light comes on. Because I thought it was funny.
You like that?
I can see why. You're
about it every day, don't you?
But no, it got it to certain people that I live with.
It's not very funny.
It became very not funny very quickly, especially when her family comes over.
That's when you definitely.
Because I was naming the stuff. I was naming like our Wi-Fi password and all that. And then the first time her mom came to visit, I was like, oh no. I had to change some stuff.
Oh, you had to give her the Wi-Fi password?
Let me type that in for you.
And I was like, hold on a second. And I had to go change it.
I only remember it if I type it out.
Yeah,
so
give me your phone. Give me your phone, mother-in-law.
I was like, I'll change it. I was like, there is no way I can say this out loud. I didn't think this through.
Tweet it.
I can't even do that.
You can't tweet his Wi-Fi password.
It's not a password anymore.
It's not the password anymore. But
you didn't change it.
I use it for other things. So, but even then, even if I used it for nothing, there's no realm in which it should be read by anyone.
Turn your mic off and tell me.
No.
Turn it off.
Tell him. Quit being a baby. Listening to live coverage of Matt tell Donovan Lewis
yes!
his disgusting,
awesome.
Inappropriate password.
You are an idiot. What is wrong with you?
Text it to me. I want to know.
My gosh.
All right, who's going to guess that?
No one's
going to type that in.
No, that's true. That one, no. Well,
put it in Slack.
It'll be typed in, but not definitely for a Wi-Fi passcode.
What? Boy.
I don't know.
It's 11:48.
Look at me.